I got questions.
From the things they didn't tell us, to the stuff we still don't know, all the lies they concocted, I'm discovering answers and I'm letting you know.
I got questions. I won't be held down.
I got questions.
And yes, the answers will be found.
Oh yeah, I'm asking because I want to expand my mind. You can call me nosy, but I bet these answers I'ma find. My inquiry leads to what discovery? So come on and get some answers with me.
I got questions.
Hey, this is Charlene Akua Rose Feather saying what's up to my melanated family and our allies. And welcome to I've Got Questions, the podcast where we have real conversations about house business, old wives' tales, flat out lies, and misconceptions. I'm a coach, a speaker, and a motivational teacher, and I'm sharing these conversations to empower you so you can move intentionally in your purpose. Sometimes I'll invite company over, and other times you get to hear from me. But either way, we're going to get these questions answered, y'all. And the question for today is it honorable to be an overwhelmed woman? This meme that I read on social media, sparked some thoughts and some emotions in me, and I want to share those thoughts and emotions with you. And I just want to insert a disclaimer that I'm not coming for the person who wrote it. I am simply noticing what I feel and what I think as I read it, and I'm sharing those thoughts and feelings with you. So that's my initial disclaimer. And if you forget it, I hope you rewind to the beginning and hear it. The topic that came up is one of a woman who despite the stress level that she experiences, is able to keep it pushing and continue doing the things that are basically stressing her out. And she's able to do that because she tucks away in these different spaces, and she has a cry, you know, a moment of crying because of her stress. And then she re-enters, you know, the world looking like nothing ever happened, looking like not one tear was shed, and looking like the stress isn't getting to her. And the meme goes on to describe women as being resilient. So what you've got is you've got this description of a woman tucking away to cry because of her stress. And then you've got this compliment that women are so resilient. And then it ends by saying, yo, appreciate women. And when I read it at first, it was resonating with me because I was like, oh yeah, I've been there. You would be surprised how many times we got to tuck away to do that. And then those last two lines that described women as resilient and invited people to appreciate women because of all that we do. And I felt a little uneasy. I felt uneasy because of the narrative that I perceived as I read it. The narrative was one that suggests that this type of woman should be honored, that this is the type of woman that is applaudable, because what we say about her in conclusion to knowing that she's hiding her painful moments, what we say, what we conclude with it is, boy, oh boy, isn't she strong? Oh my golly, we must appreciate her. And I didn't feel comforted when I read that. As a woman, I felt pressured to keep up the standard and the expectation, to take my tears and my pain somewhere else. I felt pressured as a woman to continue not to inconvenience anyone around me and use my shower as a place to cry and use my car as a place to cry. And I want to be honest with you, I've done those things. And there is a place for those things. It's absolutely because let's be clear, you're getting it out. You might hide in a shower and you might hide in a car, and You know, I've done those things. It's been a part of a wellness plan previously. So it is important that those moments are happening because you're getting it out. The part that rubbed me uncomfortably was the fact that she's hiding it and seen as resilient. I'm applauding the fact that you're not making me uncomfortable in your pain. I'm appreciating you because you take your hurt and you get it out of my face. I ain't got to see it. Because when I see you, you got a smile on your face and no tears in your eyes, no tear stain running down your face. You look good. I call you resilient and I appreciate you. I got questions. Is that the standard? Is that the goal? Is that what we're saying? It's uncomfortable. Why must I hide my pain? Why must I be called strong because I hide my pain? Or resilient because my pain is hidden? Am I not strong when you see my tears? Am I not resilient when you see me break down? Am I not a woman of strength when my tears are shared openly? Does that change the narrative about me? Am I not to be appreciated? When my tears happen in front of people, when I raise my voice because I'm angry or I'm sad or I'm frustrated or I'm irritated or I'm hurt or I'm confused or I don't know what the heck I am. In those moments, if it happens publicly, am I not still resilient? Am I not to be appreciated? The reason that it concerns me is because, like I mentioned, I've done these things. I've tucked away because I wanted to hide my pain. I've worked with women, whether it's been coaching, whether it's been in trainings, whether it's been in workshops, whatever it has been, and whether it's been in church ministering. I've worked with women who had those stories about how it was, they were ready to tap out. I'm sick of this. I don't want to do this anymore, but I've got to. And through tears, sobbing sometimes, these women are telling me stories. And as they're talking, they're sharing with me that nobody in their family knows how stressed they are. So it's when I read things like this in public spaces that seem to honor the woman who hides her pain, I think about myself and I think about these women who are working to uphold the standard so that we, the public, can see them as strong, and so they hide their pain. Although they're using these moments to tuck away and get some of that out, how much of it remains? How much of it remains when you know that nobody around you knows how painful it is for you to do the things that they appreciate? How much of it is getting out when you know that your loved ones, the people that are closest to you, have absolutely no idea the struggles that you're facing? How much is really getting out? How much of that pain is getting out when you know that you can't openly express how you feel and what you're going through for fear of that strength label or that topic of strong or that label of strong for fear that it'll be stripped from you? I can vividly remember being a part of church ministries where before a breakdown, people were saying, you know, all of these wonderful things about me. And when I, in a moment of, I was getting ready to say a moment of weakness. You see how ingrained that is? And we had something, whatever was going on, and I would cry. I remember after, people treated me so different. I was pulled off of different committees, or I was not asked or invited to preach anymore in certain settings. And my teaching, when I was invited to teach because they enjoyed my teaching, I was pulled aside to say, now you, can you handle this? I'm like, WTF, I cried. And now you worry that I can't handle something? I showed emotion. And now my entire ministry is under fire or under question. It's stuff like that that I think about when I read memes like the one I read today. I got questions. It concerns me. It worries me. It hurts me. It frustrates me. And I'm gonna be honest with you, and sometimes it angers me. because there are generations of women who are holding on to pain so deep and who sneak away for moments to kind of let some of that pain seep out. And then they have to put the mask back on, straighten their jacket, pull it together, so as not to inconvenience those around them, or so as not to lose their label, their designation as a strong woman. So as not to mess up their reputation of being a strong woman.
This is Charlene Akuolo Feather. Thank you for listening to another episode of I Got Questions. It's my sincere hope that you're now inspired to continue this conversation and that you'll ask a few questions of your own. And when you do, keep me in the loop. You can leave me a voice message right through my podcast page on the Anchor app or website. Or if that doesn't work for you, connect with me through the Contact Me page on my website at charlenerfeathers.org. Whatever you do, just don't stop asking questions. I know I won't. Thanks for listening. Until next time, peace.